Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free. Give us a call. Our phone number here. 855-660-4261. Now, I do have a call on the line, I believe, so I want to get right to that. Nathan, who's up next?
There's two here. Bob from Drake gets up first.
Bob, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
I got a few quick questions.
Sure.
I planted a rose bush someone gave me. It was in a pot, and it looks like it was waxed on the top. It was cut close to the root. So anyway, I planted it, but I didn't cut it back, and it looks pretty dead on the top. I'm assuming that the roots are growing. Should I cut it back now or just leave well enough alone and see what happens?
So nothing is really, shown on it?
No, when I first planted it, it had a couple of little green stems.
Yeah.
They disappeared. It could have been eaten by something.
And there's no leaves, no nothing, though, at this point?
No, it just looks like brown root.
Yeah. Well, what I would do is kind of try to dig around it a bit, go out, maybe a foot or so on all the way around. Kind of see what we're dealing with for a root system in there. Because if it's just brown there, it doesn't necessarily mean it's okay underground. So I'd really be double checking it. The way to check is, obviously if they're white feeder type roots, those are the best ones for you to have. So that's definitely where you want to be on them. So that would be the first thing to look. Now, if they are white and the feeder roots are, plentiful, that's when I would want you to, kind of look at it and say, what can I do to give it food? What else can I do? And, using like a product like Rose Tone is definitely one to do. Right? Yeah. Rose Tone's a huge one to make sure it's taken care of for all roses to really gives the right nutrients that are needed. Right? So, I'd look at that as one of them.
I'll start there, and if I don't have a good response, I'll call you next week and figure it out. All right, another question. When the daffodils, they come up and they die off. Well, this year, all along where they were planted, onion grass or onions sprouted up. So I pulled them all up, and they all had double little onion balls on the bottom. Is that an edible onion?
Not really, right? That's it's mostly what's considered a wild onion.
Yeah.
It's more of a weed and nuisance. I wouldn't.
Okay.
I mean, there's no stopping anybody to have it, but to me, it's just I wouldn't use it as that such.
Just destroy it. Okay. It makes sense. One more.
Okay.
I have a severe mole vole problem. I have a beagle, and the yard looks like I'm in Ukraine. There's so many trenches from the dog digging. He goes down about 2.5 feet and then 4 feet long tunnels, and then there's a small hole, maybe 3 inches, and that's when I catch him at that point. I'm looking for the dog, and he's in one of those ditches. So I've been putting mole mats around.
Yep.
And trying to chase the thing away. And yesterday, he dug a huge hole. And so I'm assuming I'm chasing it towards my neighbor. I hope I'm not chasing it to my garden. But the yard is like, I don't know, like a road that needs tar.
Yeah. You know?
So should I be spraying something on the lawn to make the grass fill back in with the trench? With, well, I'm filling that, the trenches in, but to even the lawn out, should I be doing something more to that, like one of those sprays that breaks up clay or something?
Well, so this is the thing, right? The yard has basically been rototilled for you, in essence. It's kind of done those things. So, I mean, I wouldn't be looking at doing something major to break it up. If anything, you know, you could use the product that does break it up, like a Love Your Soil or a sulfur from Natural Alternative.
Yeah.
Those would be the ways I would look at doing, because of the fact the nutrients that are in there are probably been released or are no longer around to go where they need to be. So I would look at that by doing that. I'd also look at, you know, maybe just a lawn food once you put it down. If you're going to put grass down, the starter fertilizer would be the best. Just because it's going to need something. It seems as though it doesn't have everything it needs. The biggest thing with Molmax is, it, like you said, it does chase them away, but it doesn't stop them from keeping them away next year. The one thing I'd look for you to do, and it's probably harder now, is if did you do the process where, you know, right before the, you know, right in the evening, you walk around and crush all the holes that you can find, and then the next morning go out there and find where, where the new tunnels are, because that's going to make sure you get them where they're actually active and move them away that way.
Well, the dog, the way he viciously went into the lawn yesterday morning. Yeah, I'm assuming that was the freshest one.
I would think so. But it's just going to help you make sure you keep it in the right area, use less product. So just make sure, you know, to continue that, because it will push them away and it scares them. I believe there's castor oil in it. They just don't like the feel of it as well.
Yeah, it says 10% castor oil. So my garden, what I've been doing is going around the fence line on the inside to try to force them to go away from the garden. But I'm wondering if there's more moles than I know in my yard.
So I don't believe so. I think what's happening is, you just are seeing the after effects, and it seems like it's more than it is.
Yeah.
All right,
I'll start walking around at night. And
yeah, so what it's going to...
I think with all the rain, they drowned or something, you know?
Yeah, that's not the case. They know what to do. They definitely know what to do.
Yeah. All right.
Alrighty.
Give my dog a bone and tell him, don't dig today.
Exactly.
All right, Patrick. Thank you.
Thank you. You have a great one.
Information. And, all right. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. I do believe we have another call on the line. Is that true, Nathan? All right. We'll keep on keeping on. It looks like about a minute left before the break. We are here to answer as many of the of your gardening questions as possible, so feel free to give us that call. The phone number, again, almost gave out my phone number. I wouldn't want to do that. All right, our phone number, I apologize, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We're about to take a break here. When we get back, more gardening questions, more things that we can do to help you out, be successful in the garden, and maybe some things to think about for the future of your garden. So again, phone number 855-660-4261. We'll take a break. We're going to be back in a few minutes.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
I want you to try new all-in-one Weed and Feed.
What's this?
All-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow! Really?
With new all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great!
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we're going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Got a couple calls in the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Peter's in Pennsylvania.
Peter, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
I'm having a problem with deer. I had a nice row of string beans out, and they were blooming, and they're just starting to get string beans on, and a deer come in and nipped them all down.
Not good, right?
No. And I used liquid fence all around the border. I tried that. That didn't work. And I tried deer stop. Sprayed that all around the border. That didn't stop them. So I'm at a loss. I don't know what to do. And then I was putting hot pepper wax on the plants. But that didn't stop them either. It just ate them right down.
Yeah, sometimes they kind of do what they want.
Yeah.
No matter what you do to deter them.
Yeah.
Now, when you're putting the products down, are you putting it like right next to the plant? Or are you going all around, like further out? Are you pushing away?
Further out, I'm going out like around the perimeter of the garden.
Gotcha.
The only other thing I was thinking, maybe I could try blood meal.
Blood meal is a good one because it will add a little bit of nutrients to the soil too. Anyways, blood meal is kind of they smell that and they get nervous. That's one of the reasons why it works so well. I'm trying to think what else we could do for you. Sometimes. Predator type sprays, right? Predator like the urines that are out there, like a coyote urine, will work on there because it's a predator to them. They get nervous, right? They don't it scares them in a different way. One thing I'm trying to think, deer kind of come all over, but
yeah,
you know, sometimes there's an old one. I can't think of the name of it off the top of my head, but what it was like a sprinkler head that had a motion detector on it, basically.
Yeah.
And what happens is they come in the area, the sprinkler pops on.
Yeah.
And will shoot at them, and it startles them, moves them that way. So, you know, that's one. It's called, I think, called like the Scarecrow, to be honest with you. That might be something to take a look at, because it'll pop up at the last second to them, and they won't even know, you know, kind of what hit them, right?
Yeah. Yeah, my latest plant victim was a hosta. I thought he wouldn't find it, but he did. And he chewed it right down to nothing.
Yeah, I'm sure. They kind of find what they want.
Yeah.
They love hosta. Yeah, that's definitely true.
Yeah. Okay, well, I'll try either the blood meal or trying to get that scarecrow sprinkler, see what that does.
Yeah, no, I've heard some things, you know, good things about it, because what it'll do is their senses kind of aren't with them at the moment, because of the fact that, you know, you've... Excuse me. There's no, like, smell for them or something like that ahead of time, right? Yeah. So they know that their senses are not as aware, so it startles them a little bit more. Whereas if you had a spray there, they smell it and they're suspect already.
Yeah. Okay, well... where do you think I could find something like that?
Probably the best, to be honest, is going to be online. Again, I do believe it's called Scarecrow.
Okay.
So that's the one you'd be looking for. It attaches to like a hose and it has a motion detector on it, I believe, is the best way for it.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks a lot, Patrick.
All right, Peter. You have a great rest of your day.
All right. You too.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We are going to take a break here. Get back with more of your questions. Everything we can help you out. Back in a few.
Do you want to stay all natural? Then use all-seasoned oil from Bonide to control aphids, mealybugs, mites, and scale in your vegetable and flower garden. Also great for your trees and shrubs. Also new and all-natural, a Japanese beetle killer with pyrethrum. And for your flower and rose garden, Rose RX 3-in-1 for organic rose and flower gardening. That's Bonide, where gardening isn't scary.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals, a triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
USA News Update. This Sunday morning, Republicans want to get to the bottom of the cocaine situation at the White House. They want answers from the Secret Service next week. Where was the drug found and who brought it there?
Oversight Committee Chair James Comer requested a briefing from the head of the agency by the end of the week. The committee wants to look into White House security procedures. A small bag of cocaine was found last Sunday night. I'm Tani Trujillo.
A Florida couple in trouble for leaving their child in a hot car. USA's John Schaefer on the story.
A Florida couple has been charged in the death of their 18-month-old daughter. According to prosecutors, the parents left the baby girl strapped in her car seat after returning home from a 4th of July party. The investigation revealed that both Joel and Jasmine Rondon tested positive for marijuana and alcohol, while Joel also tested positive for methamphetamine. Both individuals are facing charges of aggravated manslaughter of a child.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here, 855-660-4261. We do have some calls on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Darlene's in Manchester.
Darlene, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Yes, good morning. I'm calling regarding two things. One, we have what's called, or we've been told it's called, red thread.
Yep.
In New England here, that's due to the, the extra moisture we've been getting in rainfall. Nothing we can do about it, I believe. Our people that have been coming to treat it said they provided a slow-release fertilizer that will eventually pick up and kick in. Just confirming that there is nothing further that we can do for it.
Well, there is. There is a product out there called Infuse from Bonide. Infuse actually goes after the red thread to take care of it so it doesn't stick around on you. So there is something you can do. The fertilizer is going to help the plant the long term, right?
Right.
But the fact of the matter is red thread is pretty common when we have lots of rain in the spring and then we get a heat like this and humidity.
Right.
So the biggest thing is if we have the same type of weather for next year, is doing something preemptive as a preventative, right? So, and that would be using the... using that infuse prior, because the end goal of all this is to use less, not use chemicals, use products, right? But if product like this, you end up using more to try to control it. And if it gets all over, it can affect the lawn long term. And so, the using it early as a preventative, you use less product. Whereas right now, so if you were to look at the back of the bag, would say as a preventative, you use 1.5 pounds per 1,000 square feet. But as a curative, it says use 3 pounds per 1,000 square feet every 14 days, I believe. Whereas the preventative, it says use 1.5 pounds every 3 to 4 weeks, I believe. for preventing. Okay. So there is something you can do, right? And that is by using the infused product. But, you know, that's up to you and how you want to do it.
Excellent. No, our lawn's like the worst this year. And then the second question I have is last year, in one corner of our yard, we thought we were getting what we thought was crabgrass, and we've been told it is crabgrass, it isn't crabgrass, but now that's spreading quite a bit. It's a leaf, I mean, it's a grass that has, like, follicles of hair on it, on the blade.
It kind of sounds like a hairy bitter crust.
Don't know, because we've been told different things. So we've been told, oh, there's nothing you can do about it. We tried aggressively last year at the end of the season to, you know, kill it. And we've had crabgrass killer. Nothing seems to be working. And again, this is not us doing it. It's somebody else, a service doing it. And it's spread really a lot this year. And then they said, well, you just have to keep and pull up each and every blade to get rid of it. So I didn't know if there was something that you would suggest.
So you have, so it looks like crabgrass. Is it like the same, is blades like that?
Yeah, and it grows obviously much faster than our regular grass. Like we cut our grass within a day. These blades are shooting back up again.
Okay. The blades, do they shoot straight up and down?
Yes.
And does it feel as though they pretty much will, it almost like happens overnight that they come up?
Well, it's spread since last year quite a bit. I mean, we used to have it in one corner of our yard. Now it's, you know, going down our hill and, you know, so it's continuing to grow, what shall we say?
I'm just, so does it ever get to like a flower?
No.
Like a,
I've
it
never
almost
seen
looks
a
like
flower.
All right, because I'm wondering if you have like a sedge in the lawn. Are they there when the leaves are there? When it pops up through the lawn, does it almost turn yellow at first? And then it's like a triangular branch, a triangular blade of grass.
Can't say it's yellow. It stays a green color. I mean, obviously they've been trying to treat it as a crabgrass. So they try to kill it off, but it just doesn't seem to ever really die off as a crabgrass. So I don't know if the right chemical is being used for it. And I, you know what I mean? I hate to use a ton of chemicals because the people at the supplier told us that, well, we can try killing it, but we'll kill your grass too.
Yeah, no, so there are products. There definitely are products out there that you can use that aren't going to kill the lawn. At the same time, I'm just wondering, there's a nut sedge that comes into the yard. Have you tried to pull any of it up at all?
Yeah, it's really hard to pull up.
And when you do do pull up some of it, is there like almost like a, looks like a bulb on the bottom of it?
I haven't done that yet, so because I just got the grandpa's weed puller thing in the mail, so I haven't had a chance to go out there and officially try to dig deep enough to actually pull it, because when I go to pull it by hand, of course, it just breaks off, like, you know, almost like a dandelion would in a way. So it starts at a point, so it probably does have a root ball, because it starts at a point, and then sort of it stays straight growing and sort of fans out a little bit, but it never, you know. Yeah.
So to me, this sounds like sedge in the lawn. And there's a product out there called Sedge Ender that it kills all types of, it'll kill like a nutgrass, a goosegrass, crabgrass, foxtail, any of those other type of grassy type weeds, but not kill the lawn.
Okay. Well, that's what I don't want to do, is kill the lawn.
Yeah, so this is something that you can get in like a hose end spray where you attach it to the hose. and spray over the areas. Just because based on what you're telling me, it's like they stick out in the area. They get a little bit taller. They almost feel like they come in overnight.
Yep.
So there's another thing that you could be doing with sedge, if it is the sedge that's in there. What are they... Are they putting any... Obviously, the lawn service you're dealing with, they're feeding the lawn, right?
Yeah, they do the four time a year, whatever it is, you know, the beginning preventative crabgrass and all of that. So, obviously, that's not working. And then, you know, they said they have a slow release, is what I was told,
yep.
Slow release fertilizer. So nothing was really strong at the beginning. And then, you know, of course, they'll do their crabgrass or whatever later in the fall. So it's like, I think, four treatments of a basic.
Yeah. So, you know, service. one of the things, you know, with this is taking care of the soil underneath it. I almost feel as though, yeah, they're putting the four step down, but something is going on where maybe there's trapped nutrients in the soil or something like those lines. Have they done a...
analysis or anything?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
No.
Do they have the ability to do that? I would look at a way of trying to get that done. Because...
Okay.
I think that just based on knowing, you know, what sometimes this will happen is the soil is not where it needs to be. It doesn't have the best nutrients. Or even though they're fertilizing, some of it could be stuck and just not going to where it needs to go.
Okay.
And so what I'd be looking at doing is using a product like Love Your Soil or Sulfur from... Natural Alternative. So Love Your Soil is a product. It's a granular form that goes over the lawn. And what it does is it will help break up trap nutrients. It'll break up compact soils, areas that water sometimes sits. You can put that down to help break it up underneath it, right? And you can use it multiple times during the season. And what will end up happening is all those nutrients that are being put down are going to be released. You know, it's sometimes in lawns we can feed, you know, four or five times a year, years after year, and it looks like nothing's changing. That's because there's something going on in the soil. So I'd really recommend first getting a soil test done to see what's okay. going on underneath. Because I almost feel as though I would have the guys stop doing anything until you get that.
Okay.
Because it just feels as though they're putting something down for, you know, and it's just sitting there. When was the last time they put anything down?
Probably at least a month ago. They came out the other day to confirm that it was the red thread and, you know, and said, and then that's when they diagnosed and said, wow, we tried treating this for crabgrass. It's another type of grass and really didn't help us very much and did nothing. And just said, you got to wait for the nutrients to, you know, the fertilizer to work its magic. And I don't know, this year it just seems like our lawn has gone a lot south since it's, I mean, we've never really had too much of a problem with it before. Nice green lush lawn. And I will admit some of it under the red thread, we lost a large, beautiful tree during a storm last year. So we replanted a tree, but that's going to take a while to grow. So, yeah.
So, you know, it seems like a lot of the answers that you're getting here are workarounds, so there's nothing else that they can add. I hate going against, you know, somebody who's coming to your yard and looking at it and saying they're not doing the right thing.
Right.
But what I'm kind of hearing is that, and I would want you to get a soil test done so okay. we can know what's going on, because I feel as though you're not armed with the enough information to go back at them and
Correct.
Say, well, actually, this is what's going on. We want to do this. And if you can't do that, we'll go somewhere else. right? And I think that's where we need to go for you.
I don't want to blame them, but yeah.
Yes, exactly.
I don't want to blame them, but we just haven't had a long history with them as of thus far. So
yeah,
I get
so,
it with the red thread this year. It's not their fault and all this. So, yeah, something is just not right. So, yeah.
I just don't – I don't like that they told you there's nothing that can be done for both of these and that it needs to be nutrients. That's where I look at it and say, yeah, there needs to be nutrients, but there are actually things that can be done for the 99% of everything. And the two that you have told me are in that range where definitely something can be done.
Okay. Great.
All right. So what I would suggest doing, getting the soil sample, and if you want, you can send it to me. You can go on our website at paulparent.com. Our email address is on the bottom. Email it to me and I can take a look at it. Just on the email say that you and I talked on the air, and I can try to help you have a better idea of what to say to them to get it fixed, okay?
Sounds great.
All right.
Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling four-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these four-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Even on Saturday, Dram watering tools are hard at work. For over 60 years, the quality and durability of Dram has been the professional's choice. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns with the revolver spray gun. Use a ColorStorm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality and durability you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at fine garden centers throughout the Northeast.
Are you looking for one product that will control your insect problems around the house, on your lawn, in the flower beds, or the vegetable garden? Well, Bonide has the answer. Bonide 8 Insect Control will control most common home, lawn, and garden insect problems. 8 is effective against more than 100 insects that destroy trees, shrubs, lawns, flowers, and vegetables. It can even be used indoors on houseplants. 8 will kill on contact, repel insects for up to 30 days. 8 is available in a dust, a concentrate, and a convenient ready-to-use spray.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Dramatics.com immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to IRS.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. For the break, we were talking with Darlene, and in between the break, well, right before the break, a gentleman called who is former golf course superintendent, saying it could be what's considered Dallas grass, not spelled the same way as the city. It's D-A-L-L-I-S-G-R-A-S-S. It is a perennial, comes back each year from that same root system, and is something that if it doesn't get worked on, it keeps coming back, right? But the fact of the matter is it still can be taken care of with a selective herbicide, right? So a lot of those same products we were just talking about, it could definitely do. Whereas the Sedgender kills most grasses, I'd take a look at the back of the bag. But again, I do want you to get that soil test done so we can see if there's something else going on. Anyways, we got some calls online. Want to get into it. Nathan, who's up next?
Lisa's in New Hampshire.
Lisa, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick. How are
you
today?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
Good, good. Well, we're a little upset with what's going on in our yard, so we're hoping you can help us.
Okay.
More specifically, we're located in the Lebanon Upper Valley area of New Hampshire, if that helps you with some of your answers. But our situation is that about 4 years ago, we purchased two pine trees, small pine trees from a local nursery. We planted them in our yard. And around the same time, we also replanted another pine tree from another part of the yard elsewhere because it was growing too close to the house. And for the last 4 years, they were all doing fine. They were growing. And this year, something strange started happening, Patrick. They started dying. Looks like they're dying from the top. One of them completely turned yellow and orange and completely from top to bottom, and that tree had to be removed. And the other two, we're seeing the same thing start to happen at the top. We did snip off the top part that was already yellowed and rotten. The needles were yellow. And we hoped that would stop the spread, but we're noticing it continues to spread downward, and the top is also very sticky to the touch, if that gives you any indication. So I wanted to call in today and get your advice and input on what we can do to save these trees, these pine trees.
Now, on the top, did it... So a couple things here, just so I'm trying to eliminate different things. The top, when it starts to turn yellow and brown, does it kind of turn like a shepherd's hook, or it just kind of, everything kind of stays the way it is, and it just starts to die from the top down?
That's a good question. I've got a family member here. Let me find out. The top, when it starts dying, does it stay the same way, or does it? Oh, it turns. Yes, it does turn into a shepherd's hook. Exactly. That's a good.
Okay, so sometimes it's a like a root weevil that's doing that.
Okay.
You know, because the root weevil, they lay their eggs on the main branches early spring, and by mid-fall, that's when the beetles start feeding on everything. So it's kind of like a last year doing it to this year.
Okay.
The one thing I'm just worried about. Is it could also be a pine wilt disease, where it starts going from the top down.
Mm-hmm.
So the one thing I'd look for you to do would be use a product like a, it's called Tree and Shrub, right? It's Bonide sells it. Bayer has it as well. It's a systemic where you put it on the base, the plant pulls it through the rest of the plant and will actually help protect it long term.
Okay.
The one thing that I'm, like I said, I'm worried about is if it's the pine wilt disease, because that can just, that does the same thing. It just kind of comes from the top down. And the thing is at the end of the day, the tree, there's not a lot of, not a lot of ways to save it, right? So,
well, there are naturally planted pine trees all around the area, and they're doing fine. They're not showing any of these symptoms. It's only these ones that were replanted on our yard.
Okay. Here's what I want you to do. Hang tight with me. I'm hitting a break.
Sure.
On the other side, okay, we'll talk a little bit more and see what else we can find out.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.